A brain area known as the cerebellum helps training in one part of the body facilitate such movements in another. A study led by Pablo Selnick, director of physical medicine and rehabilitation at Johns Hopkins, has shown. Selnick describes one scenario where this may be helpful.
Perhaps if somebody has deficits in one hand, you could potentially train with the other hand and hope that some of this learning will be able to be utilized by the hand that is weaker.
Selnick says knowing this pathway could help stroke survivors and others with brain injury in their rehabilitation efforts.
Knowing the basic physiological mechanisms are important because we can design new strategies to enhance or amplify the transfer of knowledge. For instance, using non-invasive brain stimulations, we can manipulate the transfer process to perhaps augment how much information goes from one side to a different side.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.